Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, I'm on location today. I'm on the Jessen Farm between Boyd and Clarkfield. And with me is Tom and Delight Ludvigson from T&D Barnwood Rustics. Delight's asked me to come out to be on location today. And I'm glad you did because it's a beautiful farm site here, Delight.
Yes, it sure is. Tom and I are fortunate enough to work for the brothers. And we thought our project for them turned out so well that we wanted to share it with your audience, and I'm kind of proud of Tom and everything he's done, and I just would like a little more acknowledgement for him.
All right. Well, Tom's here too. We'll talk to Tom in a little bit, but Mark and Jess, Beth Jessen's with us along with Mark's brother Scott, and we're on their farm site. Thanks for having us out, Mark.
You're welcome.
Tell us a little bit about the Jessen farm, when it was established and who was on the site here.
My mom and dad are still on the farm. They started in 1957. They started off with probably meager beginnings of a few cows and pigs and chickens, like probably everyone did, and we just built it from there. It started in, like I said, 1957.
66 years ago.
Yep.
Because I know, because that's the year I was born. Did you milk cows and everything?
We did.
Okay. Awesome. Scott, you've been in business with your brother for that long period too, or?
Correct.
Okay. So we're on your folks' site. What are their names?
Alfred and Deanna.
Okay. Your dad retired or?
No, he's still active farmer.
He is?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So talk about, I'm going to explain to our listeners here a little bit. We're in a machine shed. What size is the machine shed here? Is that what you call it, a machine shed?
Yeah, 80 by 100.
Okay. And inside that, they have their offices here. And Tom and Delight were asked to kind of build their office. And talk about that a little bit, Delight.
Yeah. Well, Scott and Mark had approached us maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and they had a bottom office and just wanted to maybe make it a little more comfortable and rustic. And so we did some work for them then, and we did some walls and a table, and Tom put some beams in there, and that turned out really nice. And then this past year, they decided they wanted to go up with the office, and so we built upon top of the original office so that they would have more office space. And I think it was Scott that came up with the idea that it should look like a barn.
Oh, wow. Is that right, Scott?
I did mention that.
With the wood look, even though you're inside a metal machine shed, you want that wood look, right? Is that what you're going for, Scott?
I think we needed a theme for the office, and since our old dairy barn was almost on the exact location, it made sense that we try and make it look like a barn. So we brought the barn back.
All right. Looks like a barn, too. Very, very well done, Tom.
Thanks.
Did you have to? How do you design something like this? We're sitting in it right now. Delight does that?
Yeah.
Well, we seem to work pretty well together. I mean, I really have no sense of measurement, but I can visualize really well, and
she can tell me what to do.
And I tell him what to do. Yeah. So it's kind of maybe a little more modernized looking barn on the outside. They have some really cool windows that Tom custom made, and he's got some doors that he did that have glass in them, and there's some really cool lighting in here, and a lot of specialty pieces inside the office.
Good. Scott, you told me before we went on the air here that I asked you why did you build the second deck here of this barn? Why did you do that? You have your offices down low, right? In the bottom?
Yeah, we kind of outgrew our offices, which was a slash kitchen.
Kitchen.
First, and yep. Just became, between meetings and people coming in and out, that the office and the kitchen weren't going to work together anymore, so we needed to separate them.
Okay. Tom, talk about where you got this beautiful wood. A lot of different wood from different places?
Yeah, probably a little bit from all over, I guess.
Okay. Now, we're sitting in the upper room, which is the offices, and above us is a beautiful chandelier light fixture out of wood. Talk about that, Tom.
Well, it
What size is the beam about?
It's probably like a 6x8, and it's a old oak beam that come out of a 1875 barn. And
1875?
Yeah, and it was added on to in 1890. They put another part onto it, but it was all an oak barn, and it was a real cool barn.
Awesome, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, that's for sure. Mark, did you come up with any ideas too, or does Beth help you?
Actually, it was collective, but Delight really took the charge or the lead in this thing. She put together some really nice boards with ideas on, and that kind of helped direct Scott and I to funnel us into an area that, you know, we were both liking, and Delight was comfortable with it, and Tom was comfortable with the build of it. So I think it was just more of a collective type of
Yeah, I think everybody worked really well together.
Yeah, good. Now, of course, this is radio. It's not television, so we really can't see what's going on. But maybe describe to our listeners exactly what it looks like. And it's in a barn shape inside the machine shed. Talk about that, Delight.
Well, I'm thinking that when you were a kid and you probably were in your grandparents' barn up in the loft, that feel of like when you were looking out the hay mound, there's that kind of a feel to it, that you can look out this great big window and it's like a two stories up. So that's a nice little feeling. We have a nice, there's two like whiskey barrels as a base for the table, and it has
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it has a stainless steel top on it. So this is like a nice little meeting area. It's a nice workspace.
Yeah.
To the one corner, Tom did a corner desk area, and it's all plank wood, and the rest of it is all piping.
Right.
And it's just kind of a really neat look, and it's workable space, and it's sturdy, and it's quite attractive.
Right. As we were walking up the steps here, I grabbed a hold of the handrail and noticed there's a big pipe, a steel pipe. That's pretty cool. Mark, you liked that too, didn't you?
Yeah. Actually, it was my dad that was really wanting a handrail, and Scott and I were hesitant or reluctant. We're like, we have this one rail on the side. That's good enough. And then he was kind of insistent on it, and so I brought it up to Tom, and I said, do you have an idea for a handrail for us? And he goes, I do. And the pipe just kind of worked.
Not only the handrail, but in your office here, your desk. Talk about the beautiful desk. What do you like about it, Mark?
Well, it gives us a lot of space, and the way that they angled the piping made it kind of clear for your legs and stuff to move around on the rolling chairs. It provides us a lot of space. It's turned out really nice.
Yeah. What's your mom and dad think about this? Scott? Mark?
I think they're wondering why.
Good answer. Yeah, it's a little different in their day, I bet you, back in 1957 when the Jessen Farm started. A little different today, isn't it?
Yeah. It's changed a lot.
When did this when did this open, or when did you get done with it, Tom? Okay, that's dumb.
Beth.
Well, Beth, I know that you.
Well, no, you had to be done before that. We had our daughter's wedding reception.
Lauren got married in this.
Lauren got married on June 24th, and Tom was finishing up on June 23rd. So
wonderful space for a wedding, right, too, isn't
and
there?
To say how phenomenal it was, I don't know how many people came through here during the wedding, and everyone was so enamored almost with this barn idea. People loved it. Yeah. It was really, really nice.
What kind of comments did you get from about it? What did most people like? When I first walked in, I saw the lights above us here and that big 1875 beam, did you say?
Yeah.
I think the big window too was a big hit. People really liked the window and things, and of course many people like the bar.
Yep, there's a bar here. You gotta have a bar in the office, right? And it's lit up, you can see everything.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, talk about that Delight a little bit. The windows, Tom, you can talk about that. You made them.
She can.
Yeah, well,
they're all made by Tom.
Tom made the windows. Every piece of the grill part, and there was lots of figuring involved in it, and it's heavy to move.
Is that all one piece, the big window?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, looks like it's three panels, but it's actually one piece, and it's on both sides that it's finished.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, is the decor in here all new too? The couches and stuff, or chairs?
Most of it.
Most of it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Some of the old stuff.
Quick, got to get it all done.
Yep. June 24th. So. Did you pick some of the stuff out?
Actually,
or?
That was Scott's job. We were busy getting the way.
Oh, Scott, you picked all this out, huh?
Do you like it?
I like it a lot. I'm going to try to talk Maynard and hire Tom and Delaney here to redo the radio station.
Absolutely. They'll get the job done for you.
You enjoyed working with them?
Yeah. No, every step of the way was nice. It worked out really well. And like she said, you know, collective vision and kind of pull it all together with different ideas. And not that there weren't changes along the way, but they were all for good reasons. So it worked out real well.
Good. Mark, what would you say if someone, a farmer or something, looking to redo their office space, or what would you say?
Oh, Tom and Delight made it easy. I mean, with farming, there's lots of decisions, and you don't really want to go out and do this stuff. So we hired Tom and Delight, and they just made it pretty painless for us to get this job done, and it was something we needed. We just didn't want to go forth with the effort to do it ourselves.
Yep,
so we're kind of like, this is a good match for us.
Yeah, it's something. You do need an office space when you run a farm, and you've got an office space now, right?
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah, they have a beautiful office space. You know, I'm kind of jealous. I wish it was ours. It's very nice.
I got to tell you, the whiskey barrels at the table we're sitting on, what kind of tabletop is this? It's not wood.
It's stainless steel.
It's just covered with stainless
and it's just
steel.
Sitting on the whiskey barrel?
Well, Tom made a base underneath.
Oh, okay. It's a base. Okay.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
You really enjoy your work, don't you, Tom? Talk about that a little bit.
Sometimes.
He enjoys working for other people more than for me.
Okay. It's the way it usually goes, doesn't it?
Yep. I'm a non-paying customer.
Okay. All right. Well, Scott and Beth and Mark, appreciate you guys inviting me out here. And it's a beautiful, beautiful office space. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Got anything else you want to say, Dwight?
Tom and I would just like to thank the brothers and their families for letting us have this opportunity. We really enjoyed it, and they've been a great, wonderful family to work for.
Okay. For you that are listening, you have a project that you'd like to, you give Tom and Delight a call. How can they get contacted, Delight?
There's a number that we have. It's on our Facebook page and Instagram, and it is 605-695-1246.
All right. Real good. You know, I'm impressed how clean your offices are, guys. That's what I'm impressed with.
Come back in a month.
Yeah, we got the milk cows in
here. Oh, yeah. Tom's trying to get them to do milk cows on their farm, so I don't know if that's going to happen, right?
When milk got to $4 a gallon, they figured they needed a...
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's reporting here from the Jessen Farm between Boyd and Clarkfield. Is that right? Right off Highway 67. And thanks a lot.